This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
You like that one?
You like that?
It was clever.
You like that?
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotzky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Mark Grody has stepped into the studio and put on the headphones and has something to share with the class.
Dave Wannstedt is alive, ladies and gentlemen. There was a rumor going around on something called MTSOOCER. It says, rest in peace. NFL world mourns the loss of former Miami Dolphins football head coach Dave Wannstedt, passes away at 72 after a brief illness.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Well, what
is happening
on,
to the show?
You know what? I'm fixing me a
Jason.
Bourbon right now. My buddy is right now.
Okay. Are you all right? Are you okay,
hey,
coach?
What a bunch of bullshit. I'll tell you.
Coach.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Jason Leisure's still here. Am I understanding correctly that Mark Grody came sprinting in with false news that I'd never heard of from a website that no one was familiar with?
That's right.
And is that what we just did?
That's what just happened, man. It all happened before me.
Got to be on patches.com.
Anything that is said or reported by anybody is just that. You know, I haven't been told anything, and I'm a pretty good source to ask. So I think you're doing a good job asking me.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We have been promised that something like that is not going to happen again.
Hold on a minute. Hold on 1 second. Cody Westerlin is going to come in here.
No, we're not going to do that.
Tell us that Adam Amin thinks that John Fox just passed away.
We're not going to do any of that stuff.
Someone check on Fred Hoiberg.
I'm not going to do that ever again on this show.
The clip you guys just played of the Matt Nagy, were you or were you not pre-fired press conference? Man, that takes me back.
What was that like chasing that on Thanksgiving?
Oh, that was a few days. It was started a few days before Thanksgiving and lasted all through Thanksgiving into the Matt Nagy victory lap with a 16-14 win over the Lions back when they were what you usually think of as the Lions. And then I kind of defiant press conference back at Hallis Hall the next day. But I was listening to that clip you just played of him saying, you're doing a good job of asking me right now. And I wonder if he meant that. I wonder, because I'm picturing that he was saying that to me for just starting right off on that Monday press conference with, hey, basically, were you pre-fired? Because that's what the internet says. And every person I've ever covered has always said, coaches and GMs especially, they're like, I'll be the source. You ask me. Don't go looking around for sources and unnamed sources. I'll be the source. Ask me. So I actually thought I was handling things exactly above board, exactly the right way in that case.
I think that it's important to at least get an answer on the record if you can. And if you have other sourcing that says otherwise, for sure. But I think it's good journalism to be like, hey, man, are you fired? What's up with that?
And by that point in Nagy's career, he had thoroughly lost the plot. Like, he was just... It was awkward, and he knew it, and he was doing an impression of what he thought a Bears coach was supposed to be, pretty much, at the podium. But, Jason, look, we have more important things to do. The Bears' schedule is out so far. There are two games on the Bears' schedule.
Don't tell people that.
I said so far.
It really got me nervous that I missed something there.
We have Bears at Eagles on Black Friday, November 28th at 2 p.m., and we have Packers at Bears on December 20th, the Saturday, and that is time to be determined as Fox will go up against the college football playoff. But let's go to the first game on the schedule. Are we going to do the thing where we go through both games, be like, I got them 2-0. That's it, you know.
If you think that that's not going to happen, it's going to happen. I'm sure Jason's editor has already asked him to do it. I'm sure that the same thing is happening at the other paper. It's going to happen, and I hate when it happens.
But they only have two games right now. You can't do it. But Black Friday, you mentioned Thanksgiving. Do you like that the Bears are playing on Black Friday from a professional perspective and from the fans' perspective? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, for me, I like it because a lot of times they play on Thanksgiving Day, and then that's my Thanksgiving. In this case, you would, as a reporter, you'd get to have Thanksgiving at home and then just grab a late night flight to Philly. I think that's good for the Bears. I think the more of their standalone national broadcast games that are toward the end of the season, the better for them and for America. I think that it will probably look better in the second half than the first, as far as Ben Johnson's offense and Caleb Williams. And the more of their national games that get pushed into that part of the season, the better viewing experience it's going to be.
It's an interesting opponent list for them on the road, because there really isn't like I have to go on that trip. Like, you know, Bears fans, they're going to be in Arizona. So last year, like, they turned that place into Soldier Field Southwest. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe Vegas. Depending on when that game is. If that game is in September, not sure if you want to be out there in Vegas in September.
Oh, they will. But that won't stop anybody.
They'll go. But, I mean, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Philly.
San Francisco. San Francisco's nice.
But it's not really San Francisco. It's right. Santa Clara.
It's Santa Clara, but you can join the rest of the San Franciscans and make the drive. But, yeah, you know, Vegas, I've been in that stadium in Vegas to see a Bears game.
How do you feel about it?
I enjoyed the experience there quite a bit. That's where you had to make a long walk, and there were a lot of limpers that were making that walk with me, and it was a little awkward. But
that bridge, right?
That bridge, man.
Pedestrian bridge.
Yeah, yeah. I felt bad for the limpers and for myself, frankly.
Mostly.
I don't always spend time feeling sorry for myself. Not always.
But when I do it with the Dos Equis.
Damn right. Delicious.
It's amazing how the Bears fans travel, because it really doesn't matter where they play. If it's in Cincinnati or if it's in, you know, these obvious places where they would be, like Arizona and Florida and Vegas. I mean, they just show up to all these games. I mean, they're very dedicated. I think there's a lot of fan bases where it's like, well, if there's a special stadium, if the team is playing at Green Bay, or if the team is playing in one of those vacation spots that I would want to go to anyways, like New Orleans or Miami, then they're going to travel for it. But, I mean, the Bears fans will show up to all these games. One attractive game on their road schedule, I think, would be to go see them play at Washington, because that is going to be one of the best matchups on paper going into the season. And it will allow you to feel a little bit better about Soldier Field. I don't think there's any stadium you could go to that will make you feel good about Soldier Field except Washington.
That's a good question. Because here's my thing about Soldier Field. I don't think that Soldier Field is aesthetically pleasing from the outside. From the inside, I don't have a problem with it at all. I think it's a pretty nice place to watch a game from once you get inside of it. So I'm trying to think if there's another place.
Once you get to your actual chair, because the concourses are a nightmare too. The concourses are not nearly wide enough. And I don't think there's any part of Soldier Field that is aesthetically pleasing or functional.
I'll agree with you there because it did take me forever to get out of Soldier Field to when I went to the Rams game last year. But I still, like, I've always been like, you know what? This is fine. And there is the view of the skyline if you are in that place. And it's nice to be in there. But it doesn't, it looks like a bedpan from the outside or a spaceship.
It looks kind of, yeah. It's not real. It's kind of ugly from the outside and from the inside. And other than that, it's great.
I got to say, I don't like the Black Friday game. I don't usually like the Thanksgiving games. And there's twofold. One is for what we do, Jason, for what me and Lawrence do, I really like processing the game with the listeners. Like coming in here the day after a Sunday game or the day after a Thursday night game or a Monday night game. And processing it with the listeners, it just kind of like it makes me feel like, all right, now I've got a full understanding of the entire experience of that. And I'll feel disenfranchised, frankly, from the community around the game. So that's one thing. The other is that a Thanksgiving game and like or a Black Friday game, you're supposed to be hanging out with your family. Doing other stuff. And now all of a sudden your family's going to talk football with you and want to get your football information while you're just wanting to hang out and, you know, watch a game that really doesn't matter.
Well, the Bears ruined our Thanksgiving last year.
They really did.
My poor little dad.
Oh, your dad.
He was just sitting there like, wait, what? He's like, what happened?
It broke his sports brain.
It really did.
I know.
I can still remember my mother just coming over, taking the remote control and turning the television off because my adorable little dad was just sitting there and he was, it almost looked like he expected there to be one more play
that
someone would give the Bears another try.
Well, now they'll just kick it, right?
Right. Isn't there a thing that's going to happen? This can't be the way that this goes. And he just sat there with his sad little face.
Oh man, that ain't right.
It's not right.
You can't have the Bears ruining Lawrence's dad's Thanksgiving.
No.
Again.
Well, I mean, then don't let them play on holidays, I guess, or any other day that you want to enjoy, because that possibility always lurks. I mean, it has my entire life, my entire 41 years. That's always been the threat. As your dad sat there with this sad 1,000-yard stare on it, Lawrence, I was in the underground of Ford Field preparing for a deposition. Me and Grody and whoever else were down there with the laptop, a full-on laptop, not on the phone, on the laptop, sitting on top of an equipment cart, trying to watch these last 30 seconds because it just didn't make sense. We're just like, that couldn't have been. What happened here?
Yeah.
Who's doing what at what time? How much time? We need to know, I need to know, before I go in there to court or what you may call a press conference, I need to know every detail. I need to know what time everything happened and how many seconds there actually were that could have been preserved. And it seemed kind of like maybe Matt Eberflus hadn't taken the time to do that before he came to the deposition.
Jason Leisure is an essential part of Bears City Hall, which is the beat on days like that. Jason, as you have listened to these assistant coaches during the rookie minicamp, did you find yourself liking one or being intrigued by one a little bit more than maybe you had been on your way into the weekend?
Dennis Allen is going to be the most interesting of the assistant coaches to watch because there is so much riding on that. And the Bears fans and the people who analyze and follow the Bears for work like me have been saying all along that they should do this, that they need an offensive-minded head coach, that this is what they should have done back in 2022. And so you're getting what you wanted, but there's still a lot riding on the defense, and I just haven't gotten the indication from Ben Johnson yet that he is going to be a CEO-type coach over the defense. It sounds more and more like Dennis Allen is head coach of the defense and Ben Johnson is head coach of the offense. So there's so much in Dennis Allen's hands right now, and he inherits a defensive roster that we all think is solid to good, a lot of potential there. A lot of pieces are in place. I think the rebuild under Ryan Poles has gone better on defense than on offense to this point. So, I mean, the expectations for Dennis Allen should be really high from the start. There shouldn't be the need for a lot of margin to kind of figure things out with those pieces already in place.
What do you make of the Bears saying to Ozzie Cipollone, we're going to move you around? and we're going to take you at left tackle for right now and let you work out there. What's the benefit of that from your perspective?
I think they need to figure out where he is going to be best able to be a day one starter. And if he can step in because the opponents he'll face at right tackle might not be quite as fierce as what the left tackle would face, for whatever reason, if he is going to be able to play better sooner on the right side than the left side, then that's what they need to do. It looks increasingly likely to me that their starting tackles are going to be him and Darnell Wright. And where do you put them? You put them wherever Ozzie Trapillo can function the best.
That's interesting. So if that's the case, Jason, if that's the theory, then they might have a decision to make at some point during the offseason. We're better off letting Trapillo get reps at left to see if he can do it, or letting Darnell Wright get reps at left so he has a more comfortable transition.
You better have that figured out by the end of by mid-June, by the end of the offseason practice schedule of OTAs and minicamp, because while we have this urgency as people who follow the team to know what the answer is, what is going to be the starting five, I assure you that the Bears have that too. The Bears do not want to be last second having to move guys around and, well, you know, this isn't working out. That they are going to want to start training camp with their week one starting five out there on the first string and build some continuity.
What did you notice about Ben Johnson practices?
Ben Johnson's very intense, and you will see him all over the field. You will see him in everywhere. And this was something that I heard about him and was aware of going back to when he was a low-level assistant for the Dolphins. I think he was the assistant wide receivers coach. I don't have it in front of me right now. But that you would see this guy at practice just drenched in sweat, although we all are at practice in Miami, running all over the field to any position group at any time.
Yeah, assistant quarterbacks coach, and then tight ends coach, and then assistant wide receivers coach, and then wide receivers coach. We know that he has coached all over the field, tight ends as well, obviously. Yeah. So not a surprise that he's all over the place. And the level of intensity stood out to you. That's good to hear about.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, that may be something he has to learn. I mean, you look at him and you say, this guy is a master strategist. There's a lot more to this job than that, that he will probably find his way in. I think what will be the most interesting to see is once the full team is there, how glued to Caleb Williams he is. And I hope for Caleb Williams and the Bears' sake that he is. And Ben Johnson isn't wandering over, well, I need to start getting close with the defense, or I need to be working with the wide receiver, you know, Luther Burden or whatever. His job is Caleb right now.
And let's hope that he's not doing it just for a photo op like the previous head coach did when the Hard Knocks cameras were here. What's that, yeah. Coach Saban? I should go, let's write that down. I should go stand by the quarterback.
Watch the game from the quarterback's perspective. Interesting. Thanks, Sabes. Saberino.
No, he doesn't do that.
Save
not,
us.
Not with Nick Saban, he
Ooh,
doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
That's coach.
You're joking a little bit, but you're not also. I mean,
no.
If you think back to those scenes of Caleb and Matt Eberflus sitting in Eberflus's office, I mean, how much more do you think he's going to be getting out of those meetings?
Oh, my
year,
God. Jason.
Sitting there with Ben Johnson, who is an expert in this, versus someone who the team, just a few months after that, decided was not qualified for that.
I'll tell you what hasn't left my head is when Dave Wannstedt let it slip towards the end of the season, just kind of in answer to questions says, well, then he had Matt Eberflus, who I'm not believe he had any offensive philosophy. And I'm like, yeah, we're in this far into, and then at that point removed from a head coach's job, and he had no offensive philosophy whatsoever. Like, you got to have a freaking theory. You can let Dennis Allen run everything, but I assume that Ben Johnson has a defensive philosophy as a head football coach, wouldn't you?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, a lot of guys in his position, their philosophy on the other side of the ball is just the inverse of whatever they do on their side of the ball, basically. Whatever frustrates them, whatever stops their offense or whatever works really well against Matt Eberflus's defense was part of his logic in hiring Luke Getsy, but didn't hire Aaron Rodgers to come with him. That's usually where it is. And this will come up, Matt. This will definitely come up because it came up with the last two coaches. At the end with Matt Nagy, it was the defense was starting to slide and he was getting asked about it. And he kind of reacted in a way that threw the defense under the bus, which was the only reason that he left Chicago with a respectable record, a winning record, was because of the defense that he was fortunate to have. And with Matt Eberflus, you saw not only bad hires in Luke Getsy and Shane Waldron, but really, especially last season with Shane Waldron, just no ability to articulate what he thought Shane Waldron should be doing or step in as his boss and say, hey, we need to do this. Stop doing all of your things that aren't working and run my offense the way I am telling you to run it because I'm the head coach. That's going to come up for Ben Johnson at some point, and he's an offensive expert. That's all he's ever done. He's a former quarterback. He is going, there will be some point where he is going to have a hand and interject in the defense.
I see that you're wearing your Florida Marlins cap. Did you happen to know who is the radio play-by-play guy for the Miami Marlins?
No, I don't know now for sure. I haven't lived there in so long. I don't know.
Speaks?
Who is?
It's my nephew. Jack McMullen is the radio voice of the Marlins.
Wow.
You know what's cool? You guys will appreciate this. I got unsolicited texts last night from Ron Coomer and Bruce Levine saying, what a great kid your nephew is. Really enjoyed meeting him.
That's great.
Isn't that cool?
That's like beautiful.
Yeah. Just like.
You know that he's out there acting the right way.
And I know
that. Treating people well.
100%. And I know that's what he is because that's the way my sister raised him. And he's always been a good young man. So, yeah, we're going to go to the game.
That's really cool.
We're going to go to the game tonight and go visit him up in the booth. Should be a pretty cool moment. You know?
Who listens to him call Marlins games besides you?
My sister listens to every game.
Okay, so there's two of you.
Yeah, no, okay. I don't, my sister listens to every game. She came over for Passover and she listened at the table to him doing a game on Passover. Thought that was a little much myself.
Supportive, that's what I think
it's
it
true.
Is.
It's true.
Jason, as always, we appreciate you. Thanks for your time.
All right, guys, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
That is Jason Leisure. He covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times, and he visits with us whenever there's stuff to talk about with the Bears.
I hope Boog is back tonight.
Me too. I was a little surprised that he wasn't there last night. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait. And it's Demp, too.
That's the thing. It's Demp and Boog, who have a history. It goes back to Florida with the Marlins here. And Demp in town for this whole week doing that series. And then, you know, Cubs Sox going on as well. And there's some moves. They made their roster moves regarding the new kid coming up. And there's a couple other things percolating around the Cubs. The first place Chicago Cubs is they try desperately to hold off Lawrence Holmes' surging St. Louis Cardinals.
And we got to talk about one of the guys that's gotten real hot for them and how sometimes he's hard-headed. We'll explain next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
Listen, for all the lineup Eastas out there right now, for those that group that believes you have to play the same lineup every day, it's really a really non-sophisticated way to look at this whole thing.
Shout out to my guy, Joe Madden. I love Joe.
The lineup Eastas. So you called me a lineup Easta early this year.
And so did Joe Madden.
Well, and Joe has a problem when people are like angry about certain lineups. Was Joe saying...
I'm never going to let you say anything bad about Joe Madden.
Oh, so define a lineup Easta. If I take issues with a lineup...
Matt Spiegel.
I'll wear that.
You'll wear being Matt Spiegel.
I am the lineup Easta. I am. I will wear being Matt Spiegel.
Good for you.
But here's one of the reasons the lineups matter, okay? Because people are involved. It's because of how the decisions affect the people involved. Dansby Swanson got humbled, man. He got moved down to 8, and it woke something up in him that made him go, and because we've known what the narrative is on Dansby, because it's true. Dansby sometimes doesn't try to hit the outside pitch the opposite way. Sometimes he gets caught up trying to pull everything and hit bombs, and he's got to think down the middle and to the opposite field, which Ron Coomer has talked about in exquisite sense on off the air, in guest hits, etc. And Dansby wasn't doing that. And since the move down, he's been doing it a lot more. Now, he's also been homering and bombing. But look at the numbers. It's a 480 OBP, a 422 batting average, an 800 slug in the 13 games. And that has included 5 homers, 9 ribs, 12 runs scored. This after a 577 OPS in the previous 29. But I'm not just reverse engineering it with the numbers, Lawrence. I'm basing it on the story of Dansby as a person, which we have known for a while.
Yeah, Dansby is headstrong. Let's go with that.
Let's do it.
He is headstrong when it comes to the way that he plays the game, and sometimes it takes a little while for things to get through to him. While we were talking about this in our pre-show, it reminded me of Eric Hosmer has this really cool baseball podcast, and he gets a lot of interesting people on. And Ron Washington and Eric Young were on an episode of it. And Wash was talking about how, because, you know, Wash is kind of known for, I'm the guy who can teach defense.
Infield drills, legendary. And you can watch Dansby before games now.
Still doing
all the stuff he learned from Ron Washington, who was an assistant in Atlanta.
But he didn't do the job. It wasn't anything I did wrong.
but it took him a while.
Is that Daryl Drake? No.
Before he came around to the methodology that he now really endorses. This is Wash explaining it.
I got gold gloves and platinum gloves under my watch. Many of them. My expertise is in infield play. My expertise is in the game of baseball, period. I'm not a jack. You know what a jack is?
You gonna tell me.
That's right. Tell them what a jack is.
A jack is a person that knows a little bit about everything, but has no expertise in nothing. I got expertise in a lot of parts of the game. And when I went there, Ozzie Albies was the first guy I met. I walked over to the trainer. I introduced myself. My name is Ron Washington. I'm the infield coach. Do you mind if I take over? He said, sure. So I grabbed a towel. I walked over to Ozzie at second base. I put the towel on the ground. And I said, you will be beholden to me for the rest of your life. And he looked at me like I was crazy. I said, no. Literally, bruh. You hurt, you can't do anything, you and I are going to be stuck by the hip. And when I finish with you, you literally going to want to do what I just told you you was going to do. And that's how I introduced myself in. Dansby Swanson was there from Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Guys from Vanderbilt and Stanford. Smart as anybody on earth.
Yes.
Just ask them. So Dansby was one of those kids that he always tried to brain you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But what he realized, he couldn't brainwash because I'll forget more baseball than he'll ever know. And he didn't buy in right away. Mm-hmm. But when he saw what Ozzie was doing and how he was moving forward and how Raleigh was buying in and moving forward, one week he walked on the field, he said, you gonna work with me? If you want to, I don't force myself on nobody.
Mm-hmm. That sounded like he forced himself on Ozzie Albies, to be honest.
It's incredibly hard.
Oh, man, that's amazing. That, I mean, I could listen to Ron Washington all effing day.
I got to send you the link to that episode because you would love it because it's Eric Young in there too. Uh-huh. And he was so good. Like those guys, like talking ball, like you want to hear something that'll make you testify like as a baseball fan.
Man,
that episode is phenomenal.
That's super instructive, though. Dansby wasn't buying it. From Ron Washington.
Right.
It's incredibly hard.
There it is. That's that guy. For anybody who doesn't know, Moneyball, that's that guy. Dansby needs to be taught the same lesson over and over, like a lot of us do, frankly, in life.
No doubt about it, with whether it's playing through injuries that maybe he shouldn't have played through.
Sure.
It's funny because the way that you described him hitting, and it reminded me because we had Madden coming into the segment. Madden used to talk about Javi Baez, and because Joe is kind of known for hitting as an instructor, and the way that he talked about it made it so simple. And now I think about it whenever I think about a hitter struggling, the idea of seeing pitches and taking your walks, and what taking your walks, and you can watch it. It's like a cycle with Javi where he'd be out of sorts. Then someone, usually Joe, mm-hmm. would get to him and go, remember to take some pitches. Remember that that walks are okay. And then he would do that for a little while. And then you would see him going to right field. And then you'd see him going to center. And then it was Yaka Tao time. He'd start pulling the ball. But then Javi would fall in love with pulling the ball.
Of course.
And he'd go all the way back to step zero.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. Remember when Coombs said a couple weeks ago that sometimes you can think what you're doing is trying to take the ball the other way, but you're not really doing it. Like it can mess with you because you get understandably addicted to the home runs and the power. And it's really like if you're trying to go the other way, then the inside pitch, you will naturally start to pull more. It will happen a little bit more naturally. I don't even necessarily fault Dansby for it. It's clearly working in his life, what his mindset is and how he goes about it. It's just that he needed to have one more reminder of what you got to focus on.
I would also offer up that it's perhaps some of the life stuff that had him in a bad way before we got to here. His wife, Mallory, who is one of the best soccer players in the world, she had been absent from playing with the Stars. She had been on leave. And then we found out a couple weeks ago that the Swansons are pregnant, and congratulations to them.
They're going to have a pregnant. Going to have a little pregnant.
Yeah. And it's very possible that things were touch and go for a while and that's what was going on. And he was bringing that to the ballpark because how could you not bring that to the ballpark? I don't want to just say that the humbling of being moved down in the lineup, there just might have been stuff going on in the guy's life that made it more difficult to play a really difficult game.
I will grant that possibility.
You're going to reject it out of hand?
Nope, not going to reject
okay.
it. Not going to do that.
Not going to Colston Loveland?
That didn't age well. It took one day to not age well. But Dansby did also say that I have to give credit to the work that I've been putting in with the hitting coaches, their ability to keep me in a good place and continue to just challenge me in my everyday work has really been the key to all this. I'm very appreciative. That resonates with me because, like, you got to be humbled but also stay confident. It's a tricky thing.
It's a hard thing to pull off, and a lot of players struggle with it. I'm happy that they need him.
Oh, yes.
And they don't need him all the time because this lineup has got a lot of thump to it. But every now and again, Dansby's in a position to help break a game open. And the fact that over the last 2 weeks he's been doing that is top notch.
A little less than an hour from now, we'll talk about Moises Ballesteros in detail, the newest Cubs prospect called up. I just love how aggressive they're being and like, all right, let's go. Let's give it a shot. And with that in mind, we can confirm a report out there that Michael Bush is taking grounders at third base right now.
As he should be.
At Wrigley Field. He came up a third baseman. Hasn't played there in a while, hasn't worked out there, but now you got Ballesteros here. That's a lefty bat who will DH a lot. He really can't catch. You're not going to want him to catch in the major leagues, but you could put him at first base. So if Ballesteros were to get hot in
if
a couple of days.
Him at first, then I need someone to go to third.
And maybe you want that to be Michael Bush instead of giving it to John Birdie or Nicky Lopez or Justin Turner. Right. So, or Vidal Brujan, who we know can't play there.
Does that mean that I might have to put Nicky Lopez in left field at some point?
It's possible. Or John Birdie, who's played a lot out there. So, you know, but either way, nobody's going anywhere just yet. Ian Happ to the injured list. Tyson Miller got moved off the 40-man to the 60-day injured list. So that's how they made room for Ballesteros.
There you go.
But just, you know, malleability. The desire and the ability now to use guys in different spots. I can imagine, even if it's just the middle of a game, I don't want to take Bush's bat out, but I don't want to take Ballesteros' bat out either. So you have a little first base, third base combo with those two. Sometimes. I like it.
When we come back, Spiegs has questions about slideshows.
I think it'll make sense.
We hope so. Next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Barry Rosner.
But seriously, why are you guys bothering me? What do you want from me? I think I've made it clear that I don't really want to participate anymore. And yet you call and you call. I'll say it again. I love Tanny, but I don't understand why he just won't leave me alone. Seriously.
Afternoons on The Score.
All right, Spiegs, what are we doing?
It's a fair question from Dave Wanstead.
Yeah, Speaks, what are we doing?
All right, so this came up over the weekend, and I wondered what you thought and what Tanny thought, what Alex Kuhn thought, what the listeners thought. It turns out my parents used to, like, go on vacation and shoot pictures and then print slides, okay? And they had the slide carousel, and they would invite their friends over. And the friends would come over, and a bunch of them would hang out and drink wine and eat food. And my parents would show their friends a slideshow of their vacation. Like, hey, here's what we did. And I remember being a kid and wandering into the room going, what's going on here? There's like a slide projector and a screen.
Why was it the scene from the program where he's explaining what the defense does? Hit the tight end so hard his girlfriend dies. Kill everybody. That's what they were doing.
It wasn't that, and thankfully it wasn't. It wasn't anything.
It wasn't
else.
A key party.
It was the '70s, but it didn't seem to be a key party. But I kind of like the idea of when you come back from a vacation, inviting some friends over and like connecting the iPhone to the TV and being like, "Hey, let's look at my vacation. Would you guys come over?"
No.
See, I was thinking, Tanny, you and Juju and Odie were just at Disney World. If you invited us over, I would happily come over and watch a slideshow of your Disney vacation.
He doesn't have to do that. They have the internet.
Yeah, I haven't been on social in a couple of weeks. But anyway, but like that, I don't know if you'd want to see that. It's just nothing but three sweaty people. I will say, when the Mandalorian calls you over, it's pretty cool because they got Baby Yoda. Like, you have to be summoned over to take a picture with
the
Mandalorian.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, but
point of order.
Grogu.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
But I will say, like, even when I've done this with my parents where they come over and they're like, oh, how was such and such trip? Well, how was Disney, for example? You put on the slideshow. And halfway through it, I'm like, okay, I think we're all over this already. You know what I mean? Like, they love seeing their granddaughter, but it's not interesting.
Look, it's very, look at me! Look at me! Watch my vacation!
Right, that's what Instagram's for now.
So yeah, but like, the photo dumps, how original. I'm sorry, for Gen Z, they just post like 40 photos in one, they call it a dump. Like, that's, I don't know, it's not appealing.
So it's literally called a dump.
Yes.
But like, what are we dump. Doing?
Alex, I had a friend of mine who's a social media expert say that if you see someone on Instagram and the dots are so small that you can't see them anymore, just move on to the next person. Because that's too many posts that you're making in that moment for people.
Yeah.
And they don't want to sit through all of that. If you got four or five up there, all right, let's see what's going on.
I am making a call to return to actual visiting people. Visiting each other, having a social interaction.
That's good.
Which might come back around because you're also anti-social media. I'm with you in the photo dump. This is actually in person. And here's the thing, Lawrence. If you came over to look at my vacation, it could be a contract, an unspoken one. I would come over to look at your vacation. I would.
Speaks, I'm intrigued, but I have a couple parameters.
Okay.
The wine you're serving has to be at least above mid-shelf, okay?
I think that's fair, Alex. Yeah.
Got to be worth your trip.
Right, and I would prefer that you're using a professional camera. Not a professional, but not just your just your phone. Like
thanks for your call.
Or you're into photography. You're taking a lot of pictures. Yeah. I want to see all of them.
Hey, no, there's got to be a limitation on it. There can only be a certain amount that you do.
Speaks, I will say, you know, you talk about seeing pictures of Lawrence's vacation. How many pictures of Louisville Sluggers do you need to see, to be honest with you?
It's a really excellent point. You've seen the Slugger Factory.
Yeah, and you got to go somewhere interesting.
I haven't.
Louisville's great.
I'd love to have Lawrence walk me through his experience at the Louisville Slugger Factory. But I'm all over it.
But I do that. Here's four pictures for me at the Slugger Factory and Or here's eight pictures from Montreal. You should go.
So
that's real.
Good. I brought this up to Emma, to my bonus daughter Emma, in her 20s, and she says hell to the no on this as a concept.
Right.
But she said what could work is if everybody at the gathering
got to share.
Here's 10 photos of mine. All right, everybody choose 10 photos. We take turns connecting. Walk me through your life. Go ahead and walk me through what has been happening in your life the last couple of months. I think that's actually kind of a lovely idea.
I think that you're on the right track but it comes from the wrong premise. You shouldn't be trying to reverse engineer social media backwards, but the idea of having a social gathering, like, for example,
we went
to dinner last week.
Yeah, we did.
I thought it was fantastic.
Me too, man. We had great conversations.
Right?
It was lovely.
I think very civilized. I think that your idea of let's go back to spending more time with each other is the right one. I just think that centering it around, hey, do you have any vacation slides that you want to show us?
Sit down and look at my vacation.
No, I like it better than 10 photos of what's been happening in your life for the past 2 months. And you could do this with your family, too.
Yes, you could.
Your extended family.
Right.
Where you don't see each other all that often.
That's what I'm saying, Alex.
Give me a nice tight reel, huh? Work on those video editing skills. Just tighten up that reel and let's just get to the meat of it.
Can you add some music? Come on, let's go. Let's go. Production values.
Do you have 5 pictures that are worth showing? Great. Let's do that.
Yeah, you can limit it to 5 if you want. You have 10. Right now, if I said, Lawrence, pick 10 interesting pictures in the last couple of months just to catch me up on some stuff.
Right. But that's what my Instagram account is for. At Lawrence W. Holmes, by the way, if you're on the gram, you can. I mean, there. I have the picture of the awards,
so
people can see the Lissagore.
That's true. All right, I'm not. I need to go there and look at that.
No, you don't have to. I'm just saying that it's open. Okay. You can see pictures of young me when I had hair. Great hair.
Really impressive hair.
Yeah, not anymore though. Yeah. But that's okay. I'm learning to deal with that. That's what social media speaks. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, I know. It's a thing.
That's really what it was, scamming on chicks and for you to post pictures. That's why Mark Zuckerberg created social media.
I have a scamming on chicks idea that I'd also like to bring up.
Please don't.
All right,
perfect guess for that coming up.
Yeah.
You know what? This was a great idea by Lawrence Holmes. It's time to talk Pope and the Cardinals and White Sox post game, all with the same man.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. Chris Ronge is going to join us next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.